Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete, while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. Today's guest is Chris Haft from MLB Network. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Well, Chris, the Giants have had a really interesting first half of the season, no doubt about that. I mean, when you have all the injuries that they've had and, you know, Madison Bumgarner now finally back in the rotation, they hung around 500 there, and Brandon Crawford is the hottest hitter on the planet. So I guess, you know, things have gone pretty well. What's been your assessment so far of the Giants and, you know, where they stand right now?
It's a complicated thing. Yeah, I think overall, on balance, they're doing fine. Nobody wants to be at 500 because when you're at 500, you often think, and you might get deluded, that is, if you're a ball club, into thinking you should be better. Well, the Giants really could be better because they've gotten to 500, stayed around 500 without, you know, most of their starting pitching staff for most of the season. With a lot of everyday players being hurt, without much offensive production from the outfield. So if they can just pick it up a little bit in each area, they just might remain contenders, you know, through August and into the really fun part of it, September.
Yeah, and they're hoping to get some more pitchers back. What did you hear about, you know, Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto and the side sessions that they pitched, you know, trying to get back into the rotation?
You know, everything's going smoothly there. But, right now, it's easy for things to go smoothly. When you just go side sessions, it gets a lot different when you get into a game. So we'll see how their rehab outings go later in the month and how their early outings for the Giants go.
I thought Madison Bumgarner, you know, threw the ball well again. Of course, you know, he doesn't get the win. The Giants end up losing the game. But the one thing that was disappointing to me, Chris, was how he was reacting to the umpire. I don't know what's going on with Madison. Maybe he's just so intense coming back from the DL that he wants to get every call. You're just not going to get every call. And he got ejected from the game, even though he was already being taken out of the game. That always makes me laugh when they do an ejection after you're already taken out of the game. I mean, I guess that's basically so he gets fined. But, you know, just looking at the way he was reacting to every pitch that wasn't called a strike, it seemed kind of childish to me. What did you think of that? I mean, is that maybe a one-time thing? Or you know, what's going on with Mad Bum in that situation, you think?
You know what? I agree. It was a little bit much. And I was kind of surprised to hear that it was his first ejection. I would have thought I witnessed a few more over the years. But, yeah, I think maybe Madison, as he proved in 2014, handles pressure really well. But I think he's under a little bit of, I don't think he's feeling stress and strain, but I do think he feels, you know, this obligation or whatever, the team needs me, and I've got to deliver for him. And so when things happen that don't allow him to deliver, even though they're out of his control, but something he can certainly bark about, like umpires' calls, ball and strike calls, he'll bark. So I think that's what happened there last night.
Yeah, the Giants were unable to win either one of his starts so far, but you know that he's going to make a difference down the road just the, you know, because he's that bulldog pitcher. What do you think of his stuff? I mean, it looks like he, you know, he may not have the same velocity that he had a few years back, but it still looks like it's good. Do you think he's still more in maybe not a spring training mode, but sort of first few weeks of the season type mode?
I think you hit it on it there. Yeah, I really do. He just seems a tick below or a couple, you know, what the Madison Bumgarner we know. And maybe that's the way, there's a possibility he'll have to pitch that way through most of the year. Maybe that's what we see. There's a possibility that what we see is what we have in Madison Bumgarner. And if that's the case, he's just going to get more crafty, changing speeds, changing the eye levels at which he makes his pitches. And you know what? He's still capable of, you know, doing well and winning, even if he's a little bit diminished, because he was, you know, he's been that good and he has that much command of the stuff that he does have.
Inside China Basin continues right after this. If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right, just go to houseboats.com, where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorne Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. Getting back to Brandon Crawford, and by the way, Crawford and Posey lead their respective positions as far as All-Star voting is concerned. And you know, we know that Crawford changed his approach to the plate a little bit with his hands, his stance. He moved them up a little at the, I guess, the advice of Gregor Blanco and Pablo Sandoval. It's amazing, though, that something small like that can make that much of a difference. He was hitting .189 at the end of April. So what did you notice about him, maybe besides the hands being moved up? Is there anything else that came about with Crawford that really caused this turnaround?
Okay, I noticed in the process, the results, of course, are, you know, there's so much difference. You expect a line drive to be hit, even if it goes foul, pretty much every one of his at-bats. He's just turned into a, you know, excellent all-around hitter who, you know, should help sustain the Giants, you know, into the near future. You know, forget all these other guys, Corey Seager or whatever, I shouldn't say that, but... I mean, Brandon is just all around, you know, because we all know how good a defender he is, and he's still an actual defender. He's the all-around best shortstop in the National League.
Yeah, I don't know that he always gets that credit, though, right? I mean, a lot of the Giants players have been talking about how he's not getting the credit. I mean, sometimes there's the East Coast bias thing, but is it because, you know, people on the East Coast aren't seeing him as much because the games are so late?
No, that really is a factor. Having none of the schedule has forced me to spend some time back east, in the eastern time zone a little more. I see it. You know, you can tell. I mean, people are asleep. So what they see has, you know, really forced their perceptions. So if they don't see Brandon Crawford, he doesn't exist.
You know, the other guy that was really hot in the lineup, who's not in there right now, is Brandon Belt, as he's coming back from appendicitis. I know he's swinging a bat now, but, it would be great. Once the Giants have him in the lineup, if Crawford keeps going and everything the way it is, I mean, that's a pretty good lineup. This is so much of an improvement from last year. What are your thoughts just about the overall lineup?
Yeah, your quote-unquote out men are Andrew McCutcheon and Evan Longoria.
Right.
I'm not seeing them make outs all the time, but you know, sometimes they consist of the soft underbelly, if you will. But they've also had their moments. You know, I mean, Evan Longoria may end up hitting 30 home runs this year, and I believe McCutcheon, you know, type of guy who, when the chips are on the table, he'll come through. So. Yeah, so it's potentially a balanced lineup.
You're always looking for that surprise guy that you really didn't expect, and Alan Hansen certainly is that guy. I mean, nobody saw him coming. He wasn't this prospect player that definitely was going to come up. It wasn't like Steven Duggar where you thought, oh, he might make the team out of spring training. I mean, Alan Hansen all of a sudden is hitting .400 at AAA, comes up, and he has just been dynamite, whether it be starting or coming off the bench, you know, that dramatic home run he had on the recent homestand that tied the game. So how does Bruce Bochy get him more playing time? I know that he's taking some outfield practice. Is that one of the ways? I mean, is he going to throw him out there in the outfield every once in a while?
It might be one of the ways. And as we saw when Pablo Sandoval played second base, the ball finds you. So if the Giants are going to prepare Alan Hansen to play outfield, they better give him a pretty thorough tutorial. The ball's going to find him.
It is. He seems like he's a much better left-handed hitter than righty, too, right? Correct?
Yes. So, there again, we'll see how, you know, how the numbers shape up for him. It may be it may not be good, but I know Bruce would like to keep him, so we'll see.
How long of a leash do you think the Giants have with Austin Jackson? I mean, I know he's signed to a contract, so what are you going to do? You know, same with Hunter Pence. They've got some outfielders at AAA. I mentioned Duggar, and Austin Slater continues to tear it up in AAA. So, I mean, that is one position, outfield, where they do have a lot of depth.
Yes. The Duggar thing is very interesting. You know, the problem is he's been striking out a lot while hitting 430, 450 or whatever. And I don't think they want to bring him up. I know they don't want to bring him up just to sit on the bench and play part-time and all that. So that mitigates against him coming up there. Jackson, as you mentioned, two-year contract. So they almost have to, you know, want to put in these terms. They almost have to justify, you know, the deal. So he stays on the major league roster. He's going to get chances to play. I know people listening to this will say, you know, what kind of bogus way to handle a ball club is that? Well, that's pretty much what every ball club does. It's been that way for 40, 50 years. If a younger player is playing really well, and this one veteran is kind of struggling, the veteran still will get an ample amount, if not the majority, of the playing time because the club wants to get a return on their investment.
Another player that Bruce Bochy is sometimes, I guess, maybe looking to give playing time to is Nick Hundley. He has the option of putting Buster Posey over at first base, you know, especially now with Belt out. But you wrote a little story about how this tandem is really good. I mean, it's one of the best tandems as far as any position in the major leagues right now. Posey and Hundley, both of these guys are hitting so well.
Yeah, there's a theory that if Nick Hundley were to play regularly, he'd get exposed. So he's playing a little less than regularly right now, and it's given him the opportunity to, you know, to display his talents while, you know, maybe hiding away, so to speak, hiding out from the people who are, you know, scrutinizing, you know, where he is vulnerable.
All right, so the last piece that we didn't talk about yet is the bullpen. And the bullpen's done a really good job, and Melanson is back now. How do you see it shaking out? I mean, it looks like Strickland's got that closer's job unless he falters. So Melanson maybe helps out 7th, 8th inning. Do you like everything that you're seeing right now in the bullpen with the Monday game notwithstanding? Because that wasn't one of the better games, of course, for the bullpen. I mean, Dyson, you know, he gave up that home run and the walk, the leadoff walk there by Reyes Maranta was a killer. But other than that, it seems like the bullpen's done a really good job.
Other than that, the bullpen has done a really good job. You're right, Joe. It's interesting how Bruce Bochy uses them. It's, each guy gets one whole inning. It's kind of fun watching it unfold, you know, when it does unfold, you know, the way that in that fashion. So everybody gets an opportunity, and more often than not, everybody comes through. So I doubt, frankly, however, that can last all season. So, you know, as Bruce told everybody last night, the Giants need to get some more innings out of their starters. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, some of the young guys just haven't gone deep into games. You know, they've kind of struggled. And so does he force that, or is he just hoping that, you know, eventually when he gets Samardzija back, who's an innings eater, and he gets back Cueto, they're going to go deeper, although he's got to sort of treat them with kid gloves when they first come back. So, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be tough for him to limit the bullpen innings, isn't it?
It will be, but in Cueto, you've got a guy who, if you told Johnny you're pitching six innings today, he'd find a way to go six innings.
Right.
he would just do it, you know. So I'm not too worried about him. You know, Bumgarner has to, you know, kick it up a notch, and Samardzija has to, I don't know what he has to do. I mean, he's got to, you know, rediscover the fountain of youth or something. But whatever he has to do is much more dramatic.
No doubt about that. By the way, who has the better shimmy, Johnny Cueto or Steph Curry?
Oh, boy. It's safe to say it. You got to go with the basketball player. But
well, that's after he's celebrating at three. The shimmy for Cueto is in the middle of his windup.
Oh, God, that's right. Yeah, Johnny's pretty darn good there. He really is.
Well, either way, you can't go wrong. Chris, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. And see you out at the ballpark soon.
Excellent, Joe. Thank you.
That's Chris Happ from MLB Network. Join us again later on this week. We'll talk to our regular guest, Ray Woodson. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.